What up, what up? It's your boy Big Country back with a daily word. I was gonna do it earlier, but you know what I'm saying? Shawty got busy. But I just wanna know, people, how y'all feel about the music nowadays, you know what I'm saying? How the rap is going, and you know what I'm saying, as far as the R&B as well, because there's a whole lot of controversy, you know what I'm saying, conversation going on about the rap. But, you know what I'm saying, R&B as well, too, you know, because I'm a 90s baby. I'm used to the 90s R&B, you know. Some of this new stuff is all right, but, you know, most of the R&B is going to pop, and it just don't sound the same. And, you know, when R&B artists try to make it sound like the old days, plenty of people don't appreciate it, you know. And that's not right, because back in the day, some of the R&B artists made these R&B artists that come out today, as well as the rappers too. Because I can't even listen to some of the new rap music now, because for one, I don't understand some of it. I mean, some of it, you know what I'm saying, I rock with it. Most of it I don't, and most of it I just rock with it because of the beat, because they be coming out with some fire beats. I ain't gonna lie, I mean, I ain't gonna hate people out there, you know what I'm saying? They out there getting their money and everything. But what happened to the R&B and rap from back in the 90s and 80s, you know what I'm saying? What happened to that, you know? Now, you know what I'm saying? Nowadays, we got the Lil Uzi verse, you know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna knock Lil Uzi. Lil Uzi coming out with some fire shit. We got, Lil Zan, you know what I'm saying? Niggas in his area, you know what I'm saying? Especially the white boys trying to come out with this shit they think is fire, but it's really whack, you know. Cause I forgot the name of the track, you know what I'm saying? But I looked at the video and everything. Oh, it's called Block or some shit. I don't know, it's by a white boy. And the shit was horrible. Sorry, let me take a puff of this cigarette. This shit was horrible. And I was reading through the comments, and you know what I'm saying, people in there being honest, keeping it real. Some of the other people trying to, you know what I'm saying, give props to the dude and everything. I mean, if you really the stuff, man, come on, man. He has no flow. He has no bars, you know what I'm saying? Like, his song don't have no bite to it, you know what I'm saying? And what I mean is bite, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you listen to a song, that shit going hard, and, you know what I'm saying, all of a sudden, he come out with a verse that is killing, you be like, oh, shit, that's what I'm talking about, it's bite. You know what I'm saying? I mean, what's going on with the rap game nowadays? What's going on with the R&B, you know? Because me being a 90s baby, you know what I'm saying, I'm used to the old T.I., the old Jeezy, the old Gucci, you know what I'm saying? You know, me being born from the South, you know, I was raised up on, you know what I'm saying, Southern rappers, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, T.I., Gucci, Jeezy, the Dirty Boys out of Bama, shout out to Bama, you know, 3-6 Mafia when they was kicking, shout out to Memphis, you know, even Texas, you know, UGK, Scarface, you know what I'm saying, the whole Rap-A-Lot era when that was happening, you know what I'm saying, shout out to Texas, you know, Florida, when they was popping with they rappers, you know what I'm saying, Trick Daddy, Chyna was popping back in the day, you know what I'm saying, but now, sorry, I took it up over there, my cigarette, but nowadays, man, rap and R&B is just going downhill, like, it's just like, rappers are coming, just making up anything to say. It don't make no damn sense. It don't make no sense. And people, just certain people, you know, certain age groups are rocking it. You know, I mean, you still got some rappers and R&B artists that, you know what I'm saying, from back in the day trying to come back, you know what I'm saying, still sound the same, still kicking the same knowledge on their music, you know what I'm saying? And I still rocks with it. Shit. I mean, y'all tell me what y'all think. Because I just don't get it, you know what I'm saying? That's why I can't even listen to the radio. I can't even listen to the radio like that. Then I go on YouTube, you know, so World Star Hip Hop, you know, so all these underground artists coming out, you know what I'm saying? I'm not gonna knock none of them, you know what I'm saying? Because they're trying to make it just like I'm trying to make, you know what I'm saying? But some of them garbage and some on fire. Some of them riding and some of them trash, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, man. Y'all just tell me what y'all think, you know. Like, you know what I'm saying? Let's talk about it. Let's argue about it. You know. Tell me what your top five artists is. You know what I'm saying? Let me know what y'all top five artists is. You know what I'm saying? We'll talk about it. But I'm gonna get out this thing, you know what I'm saying? I just wanna let y'all know how I feel about that situation. You know, so holla at your boy. Let me know what's happening. Big country out this thing, yeah. What up, y'all? It's your boy Big Country with another Daily Word. And my wife's back there laughing because she just made me re-record again. Because of the fact that I put her name on it, but she don't want me to put her name in it. And I don't see nothing wrong with that. I don't see why people do that. Like, it's okay when a person take pictures of somebody that don't want to take pictures, that won't be in the picture, and then post it on social media. But when you gonna do that to that same person?
I don't post your pictures.
She catch me on the slip tip, taking picture of me.
When you get mad when you see I take a picture and you be like, don't post it. I don't post it.
She has a couple times, y'all. Don't let her lie.
If you done something and it's like cute, and I'm like, oh, let me go ahead and capture that moment, and I don't say nothing to you about it, and then you happen to see it. That's one thing, but if you tell me not to post it, and you know that I've taken the picture, then I don't post it.
But yet, she still saves the picture, and then later on down the line, post it.
No, I don't.
You have done that before?
No, I haven't.
Yes, you have.
No, I haven't.
Yes, you have.
No.
I just want to know, people, how you mean, do y'all like that, you know what I'm saying, when your spouse...
If it's a cute picture...
She catch me on my ratchet days too when I don't even look right.
No, you catch me on my ratchet days. My hair be looking crazy, got a scarf, bonnet. I might have some drool coming down the side of my cheek. And you would try to take a picture of me. I don't know. That's what you do.
No, not really.
Yeah.
No, not really, because I be trying to get you back from when you get me.
It's not about getting back. It's not revenge tag.
It is revenge, because I feel like if you could take a picture of me when I'm looking down the bad, I should be able to return the favor.
You looking bad, though.
Yes, you do. You have.
I have not.
Well, my hair looking rough. I'm sitting on the sofa with no shirt on. My hair, chest all out and stuff. She said, click.
Wow.
Oh, baby, look. Then I tell her to delete it. She don't delete it. She saves the picture.
Yes, I do.
No, you don't. I swear, if you had your other phone, you got all your pictures in your phone right now? I swear, we can go through all your pictures right now. I swear, you had like at least about 10 to 15 pictures of me on a bad day.
I don't.
Uh-huh.
I really don't.
But I know it's the love. She just loved me. That's all.
That's you know me. I love you.
And I love her, too.
You know I love you. You know I love your mama.
But still, I don't. The whole taking ratchet pictures on the side without the spouse knowing.
You do that.
Some of y'all out there need to quit that. Especially y'all women that like to take multiple, you know what I'm saying, selfie pictures. I ain't gonna say no name, point no finger, even though y'all can't see it. But y'all should know this person had over at least about $1,000 on selfies, bro.
Who? Are you talking about me?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Selfie queen, but y'all don't know.
Okay, so I like taking selfies. What person don't like taking selfies, though?
But
I mean, men don't take selfies as much selfies as women.
I mean,
but y'all don't ever get like...
I mean, you got them pressy dudes out there that like take selfies, too.
prissy.
Like prissy, pretty boys, prissy, pretty boys. They sit up there.
They must be. Never mind.
No. Not all pretty boys. Not all pretty boys go that way. I mean, you got dudes out there like that did get pedicures, manicures. And,
so you're talking about like, what do they call it? Like, it's called something like, there's a name for it. Like, Metrosexual, yeah.
Yeah, them dudes like to take selfies out the butthole too, you know? Well, shoot. Let them wake up straight out of their sleep, but they go in the bathroom brushing their teeth, taking a selfie.
I woke up like this.
Teethless.
Shut up. Will you scratch my arm?
What?
Will you scratch my shoulder?
I don't know. Y'all just hit me up, let me know what y'all think about that. This has been Big Country. With my beautiful wife, I ain't gonna say her name because if I do, she's gonna make me delete this segment.
Mrs. Big Country.
She's gonna make me delete this segment and record again, which I'm not gonna do.
Mrs. Country.
That ain't her name though.
Mrs. Country.
She got her own nickname. Can I say your nickname?
No.
I can't say your real name. Can I say your nickname?
No.
So people know who you is?
Nope.
And then if they wanna look you up on YouTube, they know where to go?
Nope.
Just know this is my wife, the one I was telling y'all about the first segment.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? You talk about me and your segments and stuff?
My very first podcast segment.
Really?
When I was introducing myself.
Oh, wow. Okay.
See, when I get my wife on this thing, we have, like I told y'all, she had plenty to talk about. Trust me. This woman right here have a whole lot to talk about. We can sit up here and talk.
We're going to do a couples podcast series. So y'all be on the lookout for that.
And she should be doing her own podcast thing too.
I'll be doing my own stuff, but we're going to have one together.
That's
going to talk about relationships, life, marriage, kids, finances, the struggle, the good, bad, and ugly.
See, on my podcast, I like to keep it real.
We're going to keep it real.
Because I feel like, I can cuss and not get judged on this thing. Like, I can be myself and say whatever the fuck I want.
Why didn't you cuss? Why you beat that out? Whatever. All right, wrap it up, because I'm going to sleep.
Man, whatever, man. Well, this has been Big Country Daily Word. Y'all get at your bunny, y'all.